record is the time, date.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to call the to order our Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board meeting for June 9th, 2021 at 7 p.m. We'll all rise for the invocation and pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us this time to gather. We ask that you be with us tonight as we contemplate and do our best to serve our community. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I'm Lois Hall, chairperson.
Kristen Pearson, board member.
Megan Porter, vice chair.
Brian Burris, member.
Aaron Shenemann could not make it to my team.
Okay, we're going to start with public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. This time I'm going to ask for, there's nobody wanting to speak now, is there? Okay. Ask for approval of minutes from our May 12th, 2021 meeting.
I move for approval of the minutes of May 12th, 2021.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approval for the agenda for tonight, June 9th, 2021, and hold, combine, or delete any items. And this is for possible action.
I approve the June 9th, 2021 agenda. Or I motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, there are no informational items, and we're going to move right on to planning and zoning. ZC 21-0208, Robinson Dell H and Pearl W Family Trust and Robinson Pearl W Trustee for a zone change to reclassify 0.7 acres from an RU, rural open land zone, to an RE, rural estate residential zone for future development residential in the Moapa Valley Overlay District, generally located on the south side of the Navajo Avenue and the west side of Moapa Valley Boulevard within the Moapa Valley. Anyone here today?
Yes, so there is a slight problem there in the agenda item. This was listed with the old owner. The property is now owned by Landholding Series of SoFinvest LLC, which I represent as manager. I'm Gene Gottschalk. And so this request is basically we acquired this property and it's only 0.7 acres, but it's on RU. RU requires 2 acres to build a house. So right now this property is not buildable. The people at zoning that we spoke to called it an illegal lot because of it's zoned not in accordance with its size. And we're simply asking for a conforming zone change to change it to RE, which would allow the construction of one single family residence on the lot. And the lot would be, it's already substantially similar to what else is there on the street. It's actually a little bigger and we just want to build a single family house on it.
Okay, and it is, can't even think right now.
It's conforming.
In the conforming,
it's a conforming zone,
zone change.
Yeah. So there is a little bit of confusion, Gene. So the letter that was submitted, I don't know if it was you or who submitted the letter.
No.
So it's actually asking in the letter for 2.5 units per acre and to go to an RE designation or an RE index designation, which is only planned use development. So the maximum we could go was the RE development, so they don't, in order to have that go to, it said that you want to subdivide lots and stuff in the letter, so this lot, even in that RE development,
yeah,
would not be able to be subdivided
yeah,
at all.
Yeah, this we know.
Okay,
yeah.
As long as we're on the same page to the letter, I just wanted to make sure that there's clarification, because the letter said that you wanted, there was some subdivision.
Yeah, I don't know which letter you saw, but actually planning made us write that in there. And then later they said, no, that's not possible. You have to take it back out again. So there is a new version of the letter that doesn't have that in there.
Okay.
But it's here.
Yeah, you might
that's
have
the April 5th. That's yeah, asking
the
for
old version.
Up to 2.5 acres per
Per acre. And that's not, so that's our end zoning. Our end zoning requires you to have open land space and a bunch of other things.
Right.
Just as long as you know, Gene, so to be able to subdivide that, you'd have to be 0.8 acres to be able to subdivide that at all in rural zoning. So what
they explained to me is at 1 acre, I could subdivide it. And the 1 acre is basically the street that was deeded away, but we can't count that anymore because
correct.
It's gone.
Yes.
And so without the street, there's not enough square feet to divide it.
Absolutely, and I agree.
Even though the divided lots would be identical in size to what's in the whole street.
No, I understand, but that was under old zoning. And now to do that, you can actually go down to that 2.5 units per acre, but with that comes, you have to have some open space and all this other stuff, and you wouldn't be able to make it work with that small
yeah.
lot. So as long as we know that it's just a single house,
yeah.
it's just gonna be RE zoning, it's gonna
yeah.
be half acre lots, at a minimum size, it's gotta be half acre lots.
Yeah.
As long as you're, I just wanted to make that clarification just because there was some
right.
confusion. Actually,
yeah.
I reached out to Amelia to see if I was missing something, and so we just got I had some clarification from planning and zoning as well.
So next just time I'll just call you.
No, call her. She's the maestro, but I just don't want there to be, I don't want
yeah.
to have motions made and then you guys think that you were going to be able to subdivide and you're not, and then there'd be confusion there. So
when we bought it, we thought we might be able to subdivide it or not, and then we clarified with planning and zoning that we couldn't because we couldn't count. I thought if we could count it based on gross, we could, which is true, but we can't count it based on gross, so we can't.
Yeah, perfect.
Right. Yes.
And if it makes you feel more comfortable in your motion, you can plan to approve for one single family resident to be built.
Well, I think once it goes to RE zoning, that's guaranteed in there anyways. Just
yeah.
I just didn't want them to walk away thinking that they were going to be able to subdivide
right.
and then we approve it, and they're like, okay, we're gonna be able to subdivide, and then the county says, nope,
yep.
you can have one house there, so.
Right.
Perfect.
No, even if we wanted to subdivide it, that would be another application for another thing, and that wouldn't be possible.
Yeah.
it's a two-step thing anyway.
Perfect. Does anybody else have anything?
I don't,
I'll make a motion then that we approve it in RE zoning so they can be in the legal status of our lot size. And just the conditions, like we said, knowing that you can only put a single family home on there. That's my motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, there is no general business. Now comments by the general public, period, devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Is there anyone who wants to speak? Hey, our next meeting will be July 14th, 2021 at this point. It will be this meet
this
building again
uh-huh.
if we do meet.
Yeah.
Okay, and we are
about
okay. We are adjourned at 7:08.
I like records like that.
How come we never get that to happen on the night where there's a